This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 20th of March, 1962. Its title is TV Demo 3D Crisscross Assessment Part 1. This tape is 77 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, here we are.
I'm not doing that to the tone arm yet.
No, not yet. It's only at 18. Good enough. Pick up the cameras, would you?
Yes.
All right, with you if I begin this session now.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Session started for you, all right?
Oh, yes.
Feel nervous on this proposition or anything?
Not particularly, so long as I don't get flunked for TR0.
All right. Okay, now, what goals would you like set for this session?
Well, I may come out with an inappropriate one if I don't know whether it's going to be 3D crisscross or not, you know?
3D crisscross.
It is. Well, I have a nasty one. I think it'd be fun if we found two items, then everybody would have to strain every nerve to try to get two per session.
All right. What goal would you like to set for it?
I would like that. I think two would be nice if it came in pairs, you know?
All right. To get two items, huh? All right. Give me another goal.
For rudiments not to take forever, not to have thousands of nasty little critical thoughts that read.
For rudiments not to take forever. All right. You want not to have nasty critical thoughts?
Well, that's what takes time on them, it seems.
All right. Okay. Any other goal?
I think that'll do for the set. Yes, not to get carried away with trying to entertain the audience. This could be a temptation, you know, put on a good show.
Okay. Now, any goals you'd like set for Life of Livingness?
Well, there is. It's kind of peculiar. It comes in steps. If I could just get rid of this body in an honorable fashion, you see, and pick up an English boy,
yeah,
6 years old or older, a good family.
All right.
We'll then get sent to a very good prep school.
All right.
And into the Royal Navy at least, well, hopefully 12, and not later than 14.
Okay. All right. Good enough. 12 or 14?
Yes.
All right. What other goals do I set for that?
That'll do it.
That'll do.
Yes, there is. You're right. There's another one. I would like to be in a high enough state of release at that point so that I could keep bad vision from keying in on it and getting put out to pasture and not being accepted.
Good enough. All right. Now, look around here. Tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yeah.
What happiness was I running on you last?
Good old look around here and find something you could have. It's been working ever since.
All right. Well, let's do that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Look around here and find something you can have.
You.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Yeah, that thing.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Oh, that cop.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The door.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Yes, have that camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Couch.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
I could very definitely have that cot. It's the right sort.
All right. Okay. Look around here and find something you could have.
That wall.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The top part of that.
Okay. Look around here and find something you can have.
Yeah, at least the lid of the meter.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
A shelf.
Good enough. Look around here and find something you can have.
Oh, the marble part of the fireplace.
All right. Look around here and find something you can have.
Your blazer.
Okay. Look around here and find something you can have.
That wall.
All right. I'm going to give you this command just two more times and then this process, that's why I said.
Sure.
All right, look around here and find something you can have.
The glass and doors.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Yeah, the couch.
All right. Okay. Now, look around here and tell if it's all right to audit this room.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. Squeeze the cans. Yeah, man. Sensitivity too high. Squeeze the cans. That's fine. Okay. Good enough. All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Good Lord, yes.
Okay. Can't find too much wrong with that. Let me ask you again. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Talk to me. Are you willing? Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Yeah, all right. All right. Are you withholding anything?
Well, I was withholding just then the comment that some of my goals are kind of an overt on you and the subject.
All right. Now, started you out here at about 4. For some reason or other, you've come down to about 3.25.
Oh.
And,
I've been living in more civilized regions of the tone arm since those first two items.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Oh.
I'm looking at this. All right. Are you withholding any? That's too late for me to bother with. Okay?
Oh.
All right. Do you have a present time problem? Now there's a tick on that. What's the present time problem? Do you have a present time problem that you might have a present time problem?
Well, yeah, I could do that, yes. Yes.
Do you? Could you?
Just a little bit,
yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. I could certainly round some up.
Yeah. I'm not trying to push it home.
No, I know. I know.
I did get a fall.
Oh.
All right, do you have a present time problem? Yeah. Something going on here.
I think it's auditing. I'm not really comfortable about it.
All right, well, do you know that the listing we're going to do on 3D Crisscross tonight is directly aimed in that direction?
All right, very good.
All right, okay. Now, you have a present time problem. Well, that is not on the question. Do you have a present time problem? Present time. I get needle behavior, but not in response to my question.
All right.
All right, very good. Now, do you feel all right about auditing here?
Yeah.
You know, you recognize, don't you? You do realize that I am not extremely concerned with a demonstration here.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't care less.
Yes.
It's merely an opportunity to give you a little bit of auditing. And I'm very interested in this list on Revelation. No, the list on lines, 3D crisscross lines.
I'm sure I'd be fascinated.
And I'm going to do a line assessment on you.
Mm.
I'm going to add one more line. We're going to do a little assessment here, and what I'm going to do is read these things down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Our $1 drop proposition.
Yeah.
You squeeze the cans. I'm trying to get her drowned out.
Yeah.
Squeeze the cans. Squeeze the cans. That's better. I'm going to have just one more here. Squeeze the cans. Right. Squeeze the cans. That's it. That's fine. That's fine. How do I read like a bomb? I got a whole bunch of these things, and I would like to take a read on them.
Mm-hmm.
And see which one of these lies
is pertinent.
You would like to have listed. Or on this particular type of lie.
Yes.
What line you would rather not have?
I don't care. I haven't felt so gloriously irresponsible in weeks.
All right. Okay. Get this ranged here so that I can assess them all right. Now, these are routine 3D crisscross lines, and somewhere on this thing, we might find one that's a little hotter than others, and that is the one with the list.
Hmm.
So now I'm simply going to read these lines to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read these lines, and you're going to sit there in a glorious state of irresponsibility, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, who or what would be afraid to find out? All right. One division. Who or what would prevent a discovery? Thank you. Who or what would startle someone? Now we get about a two division. I just remembered something. This is your old pal Surprise.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to put that down as an additional line, knowing your case, man.
All right.
Who are... All right. Now, who or what would be unsafe for you to reveal? Who or what would be dangerous for another to reveal? All right. Who or what would suppress an identity? Who or what would suppress an identity? That's about one division. Who or what would make knowledge scarce? That's two divisions. Who or what would not want a past? All right. Who or what would be unconfrontable? Yeah. Who or what would you suppress? Who or what would you surprise? No, you must have run that button out a long time ago. That had the least effect.
No kidding. Well, startle sort of more so.
Yeah, that's much more. Now, who or what would make another realize he or she hadn't won? Okay. Who or what should be disregarded when you're getting something done? Who or what would prevent another from winning? Mm-hmm. I think we've got it here on just a one-pass line.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check it, however. I'm not going to do this by elimination.
Yeah.
This is just a sort out. You know?
Yeah.
Who or what would be afraid to find out? All right. Who or what would startle someone? Who or what would make knowledge scarce? Well, the most reaction I'm getting here, am I getting a reaction?
I just realized something. On at least that last one, my one fingernail, one hand was touching the other can. I hadn't noticed they got that close, and I don't know whether they touched or not. No time when you're reading. Sorry.
I didn't get any reaction
from
that. But who or what would startle someone? That's the largest RS that I've gotten. So
that's the most fun I can think of.
dear. But we get the same reaction now as who or what would be afraid to find out. Now, who or what would startle someone? That's getting in there quite consistent. And we also got a nice action on who or what would make knowledge scarce. We're not getting a similar reaction now. All right, we're off to the races. That's what we're going to apply. And who or what would startle someone? Oddly enough, are losing tone arm down the line here, and we've only got about 2.6 on this tone arm, which is quite remarkable.
Don't tell me I'm going to have to give up my goal of being the only person with a female body ever to go clear 3-0.
All right. Start listing here at 2-6 at 8:20. All right, and we're all set now. We're all set.
Oh yes, I have the first three answers choked back.
All right, give me number one.
U-boat commander, of course.
Hey.
U-boat commander.
U-boat commander. I bet he would.
Yes. And the what is a torpedo?
All right.
That's very startling.
What's the next one?
Did you get torpedo?
That's
the what. That's a what, yes.
Right.
I don't know if there's anything else that's really startling except a cavalry charge.
All right.
But that's not a terminal exactly.
It's what? All right. Here's the question. Who or what would startle someone?
A joker.
Who or what would startle someone?
Wild animal.
All right. Who or what would startle someone?
This isn't exactly someone, but I'm thinking of a horse. And how awfully startled they get by blown paper.
All right. What's the answer there?
I guess it's blown paper.
All right.
I mean, a horse isn't exactly a who, but it's almost. It's more of a who than a what. I mean, someone.
Well, was a horse there, too?
Sort of a someone, yes. You're asking, you're what would startle someone.
Oh,
well, someone here would be a horse.
All right.
They get awfully startled by blown paper.
All right. Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
Well, something exploding under them.
All right. Okay.
One of the most startling things on Earth is deep, cold water if you suddenly find yourself in it.
Deep, cold water.
Strictly for the birds.
There you go. Who or what would startle someone?
Well, a polar bear.
Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
A low-flying plane.
All right, who or what would startle someone?
The dog you didn't know was there.
Good. Who or what would startle someone?
Something falling.
All right. Good. Who or what would startle someone?
A car in the wrong place.
Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
A burglar could.
Okay. All right. We're getting a little surge here.
I got another one sort of sitting here waiting. It sort of came up right after the burglar. A murderer could be very startling.
A murderer.
A murderer.
Ah, a murderer. Okay, good enough. Well, what would startle someone?
Well, the spook or ghost.
You want both of those or only one?
Probably both. I'm not sure which seems better.
Good. Who or what would startle someone?
These days, anything along the line of a fairy or an elf would be very startling.
All right. Which is it?
Fairy is somewhat preferable.
All right.
An elf would also be startling.
All right. Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
God knows why, but a brick wall.
Okay. Good enough. Now, who or what would startle someone?
Well, something dropped on his head.
Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
A mouse.
Okay. Any more items? Yeah, what'd you think of?
Something else white, not quite a spook and not quite a polar bear. Oh, an iceberg. Oh, yes.
Right. Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
I've already got one plane, but this isn't a low-flying one. This is one coming out of a cloud. In fact, several of them.
How do you say that? Plane coming out?
Plane coming out of a cloud.
All right. Who or what would startle someone?
I don't know what to call a racing car or a fast-driven car. It's a car going zzz right by your nose, you know?
All right. I don't mean to be critical. Are you seeing pictures of these?
Yes.
Are you picking these up off your pictures?
I think quite a few of them, yeah.
You are?
Right,
I just wanted to know that.
Yeah. They kind of pop up. You're looking at me shrewdly.
Yes, I'm looking at you shrewdly.
Mm-hmm.
did in that tone arm action.
All right.
So here's the contest. How do I get more tone arm action? Without melting you or messing you up in some way here. But you're doing something. You're looking at the bank, watching a picture come up, and then you're giving.
Yeah, they're popping up. They're kind of like flash answers. I'm not figuring on them particularly.
Now, this is a terrible thing to show in front of students, and that's because it's all supposed to go off.
You would like me to figure on them? That's okay.
I don't want you to figure on them.
Yeah.
Particularly or otherwise.
Yeah.
But you're calling shots that are appearing.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. This list is going to be about 8,000 items long if we continue to do it this way.
Yes, I mentioned my videos. Yes.
Because we will just go on and run through this automaticity.
Ah, yeah.
Now, that's perfectly all right. Mm. It's perfectly all right to call what you're looking at.
Hmm. We might get more tone arm action if I actually considered what might startle people. You mean, sort of?
It just might.
All right.
Quite in addition to that, those that are popping up are perfectly safe, aren't they?
Not all of them.
Well, would you be able to confront most of these?
Most of them, I think. There's some I find hard to confront. Fast cars, icebergs. Well, depending on what situation.
Now, this is a terribly bad example of auditing I'm giving here. And have I invalidated you?
No.
No, I haven't. All right, that's fine.
No.
But, there, I know from the amount of rock slam I gave on that thing that this is charged.
Mm.
And I'm not getting a representation of that charge.
In other words,
we
looked around me for something that was really startling. You know, really figured on a little. What would really startle somebody?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Yes, that's I could do that.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you go ahead and do that now.
Yeah.
Tell me who or what would startle someone. Yeah, we got a reaction to
Well, this isn't very violent, but it is what I thought. You lean forward, suddenly clap your hands together right into somebody's face, you know.
All
right. You usually flinch.
All right. Good. Well, what would startle someone?
Arresting them when they haven't done anything is very startling.
Who or what would startle someone?
Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. That is one I do have trouble confronting.
Mm. That's right.
That's right. That's most unpleasant.
Okay.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Hmm?
Shooting someone's horse out from under them is very startling and very unpleasant.
Now you see why I call this shot.
Mm.
There's a difference here, isn't there?
Mm, yeah, well, I'm really looking for things at the moment.
Good. Who or what would startle someone?
Cops are very startling if they show up at the wrong time in the wrong place. You know, you don't expect them.
All right, how do you state that?
Well, I found them startling was to find them at home one time when I didn't think there'd be any. There are cops at home or in your home.
Is it cops in home?
Yeah, the cops in your own home. This is where they belong. They belong out in the street someplace.
All right. Very good. Okay. Now, who or what would startle someone?
A kidnapper would startle someone.
All right. Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
Will be a particular sort of prowler. It will be somebody who was out in somebody's garden in the dark, hiding behind the bushes, and shot them in their own house through a window. A prowler would do.
A prowler?
That's a prowler.
All right. Good. Now, who or what would startle someone?
Well, somebody who turned out to be totally different from what you expected, you know? You figured they were one kind of person, all of a sudden they turned out to be totally different.
All right, how would you call this?
Yeah. Sort of somebody with a lot of different facets. It's not quite an unpredictable person, though it comes close to it.
Well, can we put that
Yeah, yeah.
Any other way you describe this? Can you say it a little closer?
Yeah, maybe somebody you thought you knew them through and through, and all of a sudden they were... You found out you were quite wrong. And it's not that they're a hypocrite.
Good, just give it a name.
It's a sort of somebody with unexpected characteristics, you know? Or
somebody
traits. With unexpected traits.
With unexpected traits. All right, very good.
And for some reason that gives me a very faint pain in the eye.
All right. Now, who or what would startle someone?
Well, it's an awful late one, but a bad auditor. I keep thinking of auditors dropping ashtrays. Bad auditors startle people.
Okay. All right. Who or what would startle someone?
Snakes are startling if they appear suddenly underfoot. Snakes, if they suddenly appear underfoot, you know.
All right. Who or what would startle someone?
Hey, that can be really startling. Because if you pick up an animal body, and nobody knows a real person is running it, they think it's just an animal. Man, can you startle people?
How do you call that, though?
It's somebody running an animal body. Or a person running an animal body would about do it, you know?
A person running an animal body. All right. Yes, I imagine that would be very startling.
That was hilarious. I think I've done it from time to time.
Okay. All right, who or what would startle someone?
No. I just started to think of something and it went away. It started to be something like one of those things you were describing when you take somebody who's drunk and change the furniture all around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a... Well, sort of a totally changed milieu, you know?
A what?
It's a totally changed milieu, you know? They think they're in one place and it gets all changed on them.
Yeah. All right. Describe it. Give me a word. Give me a descriptive term for it.
I don't think there is an exact one in the language. Total change of surroundings, but it's predicted. It isn't so startling.
All right.
But you're in one place and it's been all changed around on you. It's a changed around place, I guess, would do it. It's a place that's been all changed around.
All right, a place that's been all changed around.
Yeah.
Okay. Who or what would startle someone?
Somebody trying to murder you is often startling. It isn't always.
Well, how would you call it?
Just name it.
Well, we have it as murderer. Hmm. Attempted murderer, maybe.
Attempted?
Yeah, attempted murder. Somebody's trying to kill you. You don't know, particularly if you don't know why.
Why? Somebody trying to kill you?
Hmm.
Is that it?
Especially if you don't quite know why, you know?
Somebody trying to kill you. And you don't know why, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Good.
Actually, the most startling thing I can think of is somebody who has a really evil intention. Always surprises me.
An evil intention?
Yeah, somebody who simply has an evil intention. They always startle the hell out of me. It's one of the things I can hardly bear to find out. That somebody really means harm.
All right. Is that another one? That somebody who really means harm?
Yeah. Sort of outside of agreed on circumstance. I mean, somebody shooting at you in war doesn't come under that heading.
All right. Who or what would startle someone?
Kind of blank on the subject.
Just give me anything.
Yeah, something out of the wrong time stream. You know, like a pterodactyl, if you suddenly saw it in a modern bird migration. Something archaic, what's the word? Anachronistic.
All right.
Yeah.
Good enough. Something out of the wrong time stream?
You know, we went out here on the road and saw somebody riding along in armor or something, you know, you'd be kind of startled.
Hmm. All right. Okay. Now, who or what would startle someone?
Somebody suddenly springing out of hiding.
All right.
An ambush. Meaning sort of the people in it, you know? The people in an ambush are very startling.
What do you call the people in an ambush?
I suppose ambushers or something like that.
All right. Right. Call him anything else?
Yes, but not printable.
Okay. Now, are there any more?
I was a little bit startled.
What do you think of?
Civilians.
Hmm?
Civilians. Very startling.
Civilians?
Yes.
Very good. All right. Is that all of these? Oh, there's a little tick.
Well, you don't know how to describe it other than somebody has a viewpoint utterly different from yours.
Somebody.
Actually, isn't there so much startling? They're baffling. You know, it isn't a sudden startle. It's just you can't wrap your wits around it.
This one wouldn't work.
Not really. It's not really startling. They're baffling.
All right. Who or what would startle something?
Well, somebody, if you're being carried, either because you're an infant or are injured, and the person carrying you drops you, it's very startling. It's somebody who drops you.
Is it somebody who drops you?
Somebody who drops you.
All right. Okay. All right, are there any more of these? Kind of non-responsive. You got others?
Well, not on the tip of my tongue, so to speak. I'm sure I could think of other... I mean, the world is full of you. There's hardly opinions in the world you couldn't use for startling somebody.
Let me ask you this. Is the item on this list?
I rather think so, somewhere along the line.
You think it might be? Do you have?
Oh, I don't know which. I'm not really...
All right, do you have a feeling like you've given me an item? Or do you feel like a feeling like you haven't expressed an item yet?
No, at the moment I feel kind of blank on the subject. I know I could think of more.
Hmm. All right. Well, just for kicks, we're going to take this now, and I'll ask you just one more time. Who or what would startle someone? We've had a consistent reaction on who or what, but it doesn't much matter what follows it. You feel all right about this now? You think this might be on the list?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I did think of one more when you asked then.
What is it?
He's making my fingers twitch, and I've been going on for weeks now. It's somebody who uses their weapon in the other hand to what you expect. A left-handed person would almost do it.
Well, what do you call this person?
I think a left-handed person would do it, though there are places where that's a custom. That's somebody who uses the wrong hand.
It's somebody
who uses the wrong hand, yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Does that make your finger twitch?
Well, I've been getting this finger twitch in the left hand on being asked withhold questions for weeks now. I don't know what does it.
All right, are there any more on this? It's awful quiet.
It feels quiet.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We didn't get too much tone arm action on this. So I'm perfectly willing to skimp it, see? And perfectly happy to do that. And carry on through. You had a goal to get a couple, and we might even get somewhere in that direction.
Okay? Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, it's not a burning thing, but maybe kind of fun, too.
All right. Okay. Now I'm just going to read you this list. And we're not these days differentiating by tearing things off the list. You can have all of these. But I want you to say yes or or
Signifying what? That it's appropriate or
something of the sort. Just telling me you considered it.
All right.
I just want to know you considered it, that's
all. Oh, all right.
If you considered it, that's good enough for me. All right. Would a U-boat commander startle someone?
For sure.
All right. Would a torpedo startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Would a cavalry charge startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Would a joker startle someone?
Mm.
What's this joker thing?
Oh, sort of a practical joker. Somebody who's witty comes out with something unexpected.
The wild animal startle someone. All right. Would blown paper startle someone?
A horse.
Yeah. Well, does that answer the question?
Yes.
All right. Would something exploding under them startle someone?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, all right. Would deep cold water
startle someone? Yes.
All right. Okay. Would a polar bear startle someone? All right. Would a low-flying plane startle someone? All right. Would a dog you didn't know was there startle someone?
Someone.
All right. Would something falling startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would a car in the wrong place startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would a burglar startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would a murderer startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would a spook startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would a ghost startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got an ARC break?
No.
Yeah, what's that? You had a little thought. There's some little tick somewhere along there.
Oh, heavens, I was just thinking. I'm still worried about Officer. I was hoping you boat commander would stay in, because it feels like we almost got rid of Officer, and I liked it so much.
All right.
That kind of train of thought sort of went through fast at some point, yes.
All right. Okay. All right. That gave us a little change of line here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would a ghost startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would a Would a fairy startle someone?
It shouldn't.
All right. Would an elf startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would a brick wall startle someone? All right. Got any other ARC breaks here? What's that one?
I don't know. My body feels kind of peculiar. I feel as though I had kind of a... It's hard to describe. It's a strange kind of a slightly tight sensation in the stomach, kind of push on the front of the body.
Well, does this have anything to do with something I've done to you?
I don't think so.
There's a little bang here.
What I'm thinking is I'm not quite pleased with some of the items on it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, have I done something you didn't like? No. Have you done something you thought I wouldn't like? What's that?
The closest to that was back there when I was taking them as they popped up.
Oh, now do you consider that still critical?
Critical? No. No, you hadn't given me any particular way of doing it. I just did it whatever way you see natural, you told me.
All right. Did it go better or worse afterwards?
I don't think it made a great deal of difference. I mean, it made a difference in the toner, but it didn't seem to make much difference here.
Make much difference.
I worked a little harder, that's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do you have an ARC break? Do you have an ARC break? Hey, you got an ARC break with somebody else. Hey, who you got an ARC break with? Not just plowing up the ground. Needlessly. ARC break.
I don't feel tremendously ARC break with anybody. I feel ARC break with a body, but then I usually do.
Oh, you do have an ARC break. Yeah. Well, who's this ARC break with?
Who's the body?
All right, good. Do you have an ARC break with your body? Absolutely. All right. Now, the thing I'm trying to isolate here, what? Did you just think of something else?
No.
All right. Now, the thing I'm trying to isolate here is, do you have an ARC break with me? Unless it's just delaying your session at this point.
Very mild, even if there's anything that's put me out. Oh, I didn't know I was acting out of session when you first inquired about an ARC break.
Oh.
I was wondering sort of what the 120th slip out was that you noticed.
It just, all of a sudden, all your items went cool.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. Yes, fair enough.
All right. All right, I'm going to
get... Oh, way back.
What's that?
A slight mystery. At one point you said, very interesting. And I kind of felt an impulse to say, what was very interesting? And I didn't.
Oh, I see. All right.
I don't deeply care, but it just kind of popped up as a little unknown back there. I never did find out. I presume it was the needle reaction.
All right.
That was a long time ago.
Okay, well, good enough. Do you have an ARC break? No.
That feels colder. Next time I'll ask.
Okay. Well, let's carry on with this now. We got it a third yawn here. Here we go. A brick wall. Would that startle someone? All right. Would something dropped on his head startle someone?
Yes.
All right. Would a mouse startle someone? All right. Would an iceberg startle someone?
Good God, yes.
All right. Just reading about the Titanic. All right. A plane coming out of a cloud, would that startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would clapping hands together in front of somebody's face startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would arresting them when they haven't done anything startle someone?
Yes.
All right. Would somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water be startling?
Mm.
All right. Would shooting someone's horse out from under him startle them?
Yes.
All right. Would cops in your own home startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would a kidnapper startle someone?
Sure.
All right. Would a prowler startle someone?
Yes.
Good. Would an unpredictable person startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Would somebody with unexpected traits startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would a bad auditor startle someone?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Would a snake startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would a person running an animal body startle someone?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Would a place that's been all changed around startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would somebody trying to kill you and you didn't know why be startling.
Yeah.
All right. Would an evil intention startle someone?
Mm.
All right.
That's sort of an evil-intentioned person.
You want to change that to an evil?
I didn't intend it as just an evil intention. It'd be somebody with an evil intention, an evil-intentioned person.
Well, you could say an evil-intentioned...
Yeah, an evil-intentioned person, or a person with an evil intention.
Ah, yeah. Very good. That somebody really means harm.
Mm.
All right. Would something out of the wrong time stream startle someone?
Sure.
All right. Would somebody suddenly springing out of hiding startle someone?
Yeah.
All right. Would ambushers startle someone?
Yes, they would.
Okay. Would a civilian startle someone?
Yes.
Okay. Would somebody who drops you startle?
Yeah.
All right. And somebody who uses the wrong hand startle?
Kind of.
Okay, so far so good. Now we will proceed on to the null list, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
Let's set this up so we need to get someplace with it.
Mm.
All right. Okay, here we are.
Mm.
Anything you care to ask or say before I start out on the nine?
No, it's just I feel so I expected something very exciting to happen, like rockets to shoot off out of my ears or something.
All right. Okay. All right. A U-boat commander. Thank you, that's in. Torpedo. Torpedo. Thank you. That's in. Cavalry charge. Thank you. That's in by the grace of its bits. All right. A joker. Thank you. That is out. A wild animal. Thank you. That is in. Blown paper. Thank you. That is in. Something exploding under them. And that is out. Deep cold water. Thank you. That is in. A polar bear. Thank you. That is in. A low flying plane. Thank you. A low-flying plane, and that is out. A dog you didn't know was there. I'm afraid that's it.
At least you've got tugboat mate back.
What's that?
That was the one that wouldn't go away on a list once.
Oh, yeah. Something falling. Something falling. Yeah, that's him. Thank you. A car in the wrong place. That's him. All right. Get a can to squeeze, would you? That's fine. That's looser. Everything's fine.
Good.
A burglar. Thank you. That is in. A murderer. Thank you. That is in. A spook. That is questionable. A spook. Ah, it's him. Thank you. A ghost. Thank you. That is him. A fairy. Thank you. That is him. An elf. Thank you. That is him. A brick wall. A brick wall. A brick wall. Thank you. That is it. Okay. Try it. Don't worry about coughing. Oh. Are you trying to restrain yourself from coughing so I won't show an E meter?
Well, so as not to put a peculiar read on me in the middle of one.
Oh, I can read through that.
All right.
Go ahead and cough. All right, you got an ARC break? You upset about anything? Got a present time problem? Got a present time problem? What's your present time problem?
I guess just whether I do feel all right about coughing or not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, is there a withhold on the subject?
Yes, I have an overt and a withhold. Your lecture's last night, I was coughing like mad in the first one. I managed to get turned off in the second.
Oh, all right.
The long string of coughing in your lectures.
All right. Okay. Well, what is this now? How about coughing? All right. Are you withholding anything? All right. Thank you. Something dropped on his head. Something dropped on his head. Something dropped on his head. Thank you. That's in. A mouse? A mouse? A mouse? A mouse? Thank you. That is out. An iceberg, an iceberg, an iceberg. Thank you, that is in. A plane coming out of a cloud, a plane coming out of a cloud, a plane coming out of a cloud, a plane coming out of a cloud. Thank you, that is in. Clapping hands together in somebody's face, clapping hands together in somebody's face, clapping hands together in somebody's face. Clapping hands together in somebody's face. Boy, that is so undetectable. However, we'll leave it in.
All right.
All right. Arresting them when they haven't done anything. Arresting them when they haven't done anything. Arresting them when they haven't done anything. Thank you. Arresting them when they haven't done anything. That is out. Thank you. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. And that is in. Thank you. Shooting someone's horse out from under him. Shooting someone's horse out from under him. Shooting someone's horse out from under him. Thank you. That is in. Cops in your own home. 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 Thank you. That is in. A kidnapper. A kidnapper. A kidnapper. Thank you, that is in. A prowler. A prowler. A prowler. Thank you, that is in. An unpredictable person. An unpredictable person. An unpredictable person. Thank you, that is in. Somebody with unexpected traits. Somebody with unexpected traits. Somebody with unexpected traits. Somebody with unexpected traits. Thank you, that is in. A bad auditor. A bad auditor. A bad auditor. Thank you, that is out.
Bye-bye.
A snake, a snake, a snake, a snake, a snake. That's it, thank you. Okay. A person running an animal body. A person running an animal body. A person running an animal body. Thank you, that is in. A place that's been all changed around. A place that's been all changed around. A place that's been all changed around. Thank you, that is in. Somebody trying to kill you and you don't know why. Somebody trying to kill you and you don't know why. Somebody trying to kill you and you don't know why. Thank you, that is in. An evil intentioned person. An evil intention person. An evil intention person. Thank you, that is in. That somebody really means harm. 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 Something out of the wrong time stream. Something out of the wrong time stream. Something out of the wrong time stream. Thank you, that is in. Somebody suddenly springing out of hiding. Somebody suddenly springing out of hiding. Somebody suddenly springing out of hiding. Thank you, that is in. Ambushers. 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 Thank you, that is in. A civilian. A civilian. A civilian. Thank you, that is in. Somebody who drops you. Somebody who drops you. Somebody who drops you. Thank you, that is in. Somebody who uses the wrong hand. Somebody who uses the wrong hand. Thank you, that is in. Okay. Well, we got a few off of the list. The list shows every sign of not being complete.
Oh.
But we're just going to bullet through.
All right.
Because we didn't have the tone arm action there we ought to have.
Oh.
We only had about 2-9 to 3-1 tone arm action.
Oh. Seems as if something might be missing.
Huh?
Seems as if something might be missing.
No, it's just that it probably has some kind of a shallow dive on this sort of thing.
Oh.
And I'll turn around and get another list.
Mm-hmm.
But was almost a companion to this list.
Mm-hmm.
See? And get the other list and get it functioning. And between the two, I'm off-turning them. We should shake it up.
Should I kind of keep an eye out for anything else that might pop up on this as you're doing it?
Oh, you can at all times. It's mm-hmm. perfectly all right with me.
There's one thing I thought of perhaps adding in the place of a mouse, which is a rat. Rats are startling.
All right. Okay. We're going to bowl this one through.
Mm.
We don't have too many active terminals.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I don't know about is, should I tell you when I get a sensation? Or doesn't that matter particularly? All right.
Now, we already know what type of terminal you have.
Do we?
You do? We know what types of terms and off terms.
Oh.
That's the only reason you do that.
Right.
We can spot that. So.
Yeah.
Let's get something that's hotter than a pistol.
Mm.
It's not particularly hot.
Mm.
Okay, do you have an ARC break? Present time problem. You mad at anybody? You mad at anybody? You mad at anybody? Hey, what do you know? Who are you mad at?
I think it's sort of modern English.
Modern English?
They've changed some.
Hmm.
They've changed the place around too much. That's what I was thinking of. We get that changed around places.
Yeah. All right. You mad at somebody? I still get a tick. Who else are you mad at? That took some of it off, but that's the rest of it.
I don't feel particularly mad.
Nobody said you were. I just ask you a question random.
All right.
You got a reaction. Are you mad at somebody? Now, are you mad at somebody? I get no reaction.
All right.
All right. It was interesting.
Oh.
All right. You withholding anything? Should I have found out about something? What should I have found out about? Anything? Should I have found out about something in this session? What should I have found out in this session? You know something I should have found out in this session?
Yes. I'd do almost anything to get Officer back in somewhere along the line.
Huh?
I don't care if I assist for millions of years on 3D crisscross. If it doesn't end up back as Officer again, I won't be happy.
You consider this invalidation of a terminal?
No, not really.
Do you or don't you?
This officer's invalidation is just there's some question.
What's the question?
Well, is it the proper one to run, for example? Is it the most central one? I just hope it is.
All right. All right. Well, now, how do you feel about this now? Anything else that I should have found out about? What should I else should I have?
Well, I got left with that, and a part of the prehab scale was kind of awkward. It's failed endure. It's never been flattened on that terminal.
Oh, officer?
Yes.
Officer's never been flattened on
the terminal. It's the most shameful item on the entire prehab scale from my point of view. It's never been flattened.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Mm. All right, what else should I have found out? Anything else I should have found out?
I don't think so.
No. Have I missed a withhold on you? I got a clink. Is that withhold? Yes. Have I missed a withhold on you? Have I missed a withhold on you? You know, you bang on you.
I'm not surprised.
Now, you. 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 I. Have I missed a withhold? Late. Have I missed a withhold? What do you think about afterwards?
Oh, a whole slew of unexecuted auditing commands I never mentioned to you.
Oh, yeah? When was that?
Union Station. I could never do that process. I was on it for several days. And they're all either half-truths or untruths, every answer. Because
oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it. I had to give the auditor something.
Who was auditing you?
Carol Hadley and Lady Silvenstein.
Hmm. Okay. All right, well, have I missed a withhold on you? Do you think of anything? Well, not necessarily.
I'm kind of blank at the moment.
All right. Well, have I missed? What have I missed?
What have you missed?
Not a withhold. What have I missed?
Going to sea, I guess.
All right. Good.
Something I've always found difficult to comprehend.
What?
How you could stop going to sea.
All right. Well, have I missed a withhold on you? I'm getting a reaction on this now.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm.
Here we go. Plowing on down the line. It's all right with you if I continue this now.
Yeah.
All right. What's the tip? You waited too long to continue it?
I guess I was wondering whether I'd taken too long or something, you know?
Do you feel guilty about anything?
That's why you're wrong question.
Well, do you?
I suppose I could go on for hours on the subject, yes.
Oh, I see. All right. Is that going to interfere with us not on this list? No. Thank you.
Oh.
All right.
Yes.
You feel all right, Carlo, really?
Yeah.
You more or less relaxed?
Yeah.
Here we go. A U-boat commander. A U-boat commander. A U-boat commander. A U-boat commander. All right. A U-boat commander. I'm having to make up my mind whether or not these things are actually falling on the item or falling on a little random pattern I've got here.
All right.
That's what I'm hunting through.
Fair.
So it's fine. We're doing all right. A torpedo. A torpedo. A torpedo. A torpedo. Yeah, man. That's him. Thank you. A cavalry charge. A cavalry charge. A cavalry charge. A cavalry charge. Yeah, that's him. Thank you. A wild animal. A wild animal. A wild animal. A wild animal. Oh, that's a nice, calm wild animal. That is out. Thank you. All right. Okay. Blown paper. Blown paper. Blown paper. Thank you, that is it. Something exploding under them. Something exploding under them. Something exploding under them. Something exploding under them. Seems to be awfully undisturbed here. Something exploding under them. Something exploding under them. Something exploding under them. Isn't that funny? That was on already. So our needle
is... I thought it had been, yeah.
Yeah, well, our needle is very... Oh, that's what you fell on in the middle of it.
Mm.
I'm just cross-checking.
Yeah.
We're doing fine. Not to give you any mystery on the thing.
Mm.
You know, I didn't particularly notice I had or hadn't, but I was glad to see that it was already numb.
Yeah.
All right. Deep cold water. Deep cold water. Deep cold water. And that is him. Thank you. A polar bear. A polar bear. A polar bear. Thank you. A polar bear. A polar bear. A polar bear. Polar bear. Thank you, there's him. A dog you didn't know was there. 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 Thank you, there's him. Something falling. Something falling. Did you move your finger on the can?
Not
so fast. All right. Something falling. Something falling. Something falling. Something falling. Something, 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 something falling, something falling, something falling. All right, see you. A car in the wrong place, a car in the wrong place, a car in the wrong place. Thank you, that is it. A burglar. A burglar, a burglar. Thank you, that is him. A murderer, a murderer, a murderer. Thank you, that is him. A spook, a spook, a spook. Thank you, that is out. A ghost, a ghost, a ghost, a ghost, a ghost. Thank you, that is him. A fairy, a fairy, a fairy. A fairy. Peculiar, latent tick on a fairy.
Hmm.
A fairy. That's him.
All right.
All right, thank you. An elf. An elf. An elf. Thank you, that is him. A brick wall. A brick wall. A brick wall. Thank you, that is out. Something dropped on his head. Something dropped on his head. Something dropped on his head. Thank you, that is in. An iceberg. An iceberg. An iceberg. An iceberg. Just looking at this needle pattern here. An iceberg. An iceberg. An iceberg. Thank you, that is in. A plane coming out of a cloud. A plane coming out of a cloud. A plane coming out of a cloud. Thank you, that is in. Clapping hands together in front of somebody's face. Clapping hands together in front of somebody's face. Clapping hands together in front of somebody's face. Thank you, that is in. Arresting them when they haven't done anything. That is out. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. Somebody suddenly throwing you into deep water. Thank you, that is in. Shooting somebody's horse out from under him. Shooting somebody's horse out from under him. Shooting somebody's horse out from under him. Thank you, that is in. Cops in your own home. Cops in your own home. Cops in your own home. Thank you, that is in. A kidnapper. A kidnapper. A kidnapper. Thank you, that is in. A prowler. A prowler. A prowler. Thank you, that is in. An unpredictable person. 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 That is out. Thank you. Somebody with unexpected traits. Somebody with unexpected traits. Somebody with unexpected traits. Thank you, that is him. A snake. A snake. A snake. A snake. Thank you, that is it. A person running an animal body. Thank you, that is in. A place that's been all changed round. Thank you, that is in. Somebody trying to kill you and you don't know why. Somebody trying to kill you and you don't know why. Thank you, that is in. An evil intention person. Thank you, that is in. Something out of the wrong time stream. Thank you, that is in. Somebody suddenly springing out of hiding. Thank you, that is in. Ambushers. Thank you, that is in. A civilian. Thank you, that is in. Somebody who drops you. Thank you, that is in. Somebody uses the wrong hand. That's out. A rat. Thank you, that is in. Okay, now you know what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes break.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you exactly 10 minutes break until 9:30. All right?
That would be very pleasant. I can have a cigarette.
Good. Take a break.